Luke chapter 6. And it came to pass on the second Sabbath after the first, that he went through the cornfields, and his disciples plucked the ears of corn, and did eat, rubbing them in their hands. And certain of the Pharisees said unto them, Why do ye that which is not lawful to do on the Sabbath days? And Jesus answering said unto them, Have ye not read so much as this, what David did when himself was hungered, and they which were with him, how he went into the house of God, and did take and eat the shewbread, and gave also to them that were with him, which it is not lawful to eat, but for the priests alone. And he said unto them, that the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath. First of all, verse 1, the second Sabbath after the first. What's that mean? Going back to some reference of an earlier Sabbath. That whole phrase is represented by one Greek word, deuteropros, the second first. And that would only occur, you would only have a second Sabbath in a week of one of the three great feasts. Because when there's one of the three great feasts of the Jewish tradition, in ancient times, the first day of that feast would be a high Sabbath, a special Sabbath, different than the weekly Sabbath. And therefore, the second Sabbath would be the weekly Sabbath, which follows the first day of a high feast. So in other words, this is taking place during one of the great feasts. This is the regular Sabbath occurring within that time frame. The Pharisees have asked this question of Christ. Why do you do what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath day? And I've heard a lot of people teaching the New Testament basically try to argue with the Pharisees and say that this was not unlawful. But when you look at the Old Testament, it becomes quite clear that it was not technically legal to do this. All you have to do is turn to Exodus chapter 16, and you'll find there in let's read from verses 23. Of Exodus 16. And he said unto them, Moses says, This is what the Lord hath said, Tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath unto the Lord. Bake that which you will bake today, and seethe, boil, that which you will seethe today. And that which remains over, lay up for you to be kept till the morning. And they laid it up till morning, as Moses bade. And it did not stink, neither was there any worm therein. That was a reference to the fact that when God sent the manna, because that's the reference we're talking about here, is when the Lord sent the manna, the bread from heaven that he fed the children of Israel with when they were in the wilderness. When he sent it, they were not to leave it overnight because it would breed worms and stink. And of course, the people found that this is what happened. And if you look back, in verse 20, they didn't hearken to Moses, but some of it left it till the morning, and lo and behold, it bred worms and stank. Now, on the Sabbath, God had promised, the food I send you the night before, the day before, will hold over through the Sabbath, so you won't have to go out and get any every day like you were doing before. And Moses said, verse 25, Eat that today, for today is a Sabbath to the Lord. Today ye shall not find it in the field. 6 days shall ye gather it, but on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, in it there shall be none. And it came to pass that there went out some of the people on the seventh day for to gather, and they found none. And the Lord said to Moses, How long refuse you to keep my commandments and my laws? See, for that the Lord hath given you the Sabbath, therefore he giveth you on the sixth day the bread of 2 days. Abide ye every man in his place. Let no man go out of his place on the seventh day. So the people rested on the seventh day. To even go out and look for manna on the Sabbath day was considered a breach of God's commandment. Not to go out and look for manna. But and the underlying subtext is that it is considered unlawful to gather food on the Sabbath day. Or even prepare food. You're supposed to cook it ahead of time. Now they're eating it raw. They're picking it as they go. It's sort of a very borderline question. There was no manna to pick. But then again, the reason God had not sent it is because he wanted them to rest on the Sabbath day, as he said, every man abide in his place. Don't go looking for food. Now, Jesus and his disciples are not abiding in their place, but they're out. They're going through the grain fields, you know, not corn as we would think of, but rather, grain. And they're picking it and rubbing the grains out and eating them. They question Christ on this, and he does not dispute with them the technical legality. And to me, that's the most telling of all. What he says basically is that I am Lord of the Sabbath. Is that really right? Christ is above the law? Well, certainly God is no respecter of persons. But on the other hand, Jesus seems to be suggesting that he is. David did something that was also technically illegal. 1 Samuel 21:6. You can read that for yourself. 1 Samuel 21, how David, in the days of Abiathar the priest, he went and he took of the holy bread that was only for the priest to eat. It was not given for anyone else to eat. And in the time of Moses, when these laws were being laid down, people were being killed for breaking these commandments. How is it Christ gets away with it? How does David get away with it? They are above restrictions. Not to do unrighteousness, but to do God's will. Because the laws of God are not meant to stand in the way of good deeds. They're not meant to stand in the way of righteousness. On the Sabbath day, shall we go forth to see if the word of God is true? Did he really send the manna, or did he not? Is there really going to be no manna? Is God really in control of this? Let's go see if there's going to be manna. And he said there wouldn't be any. They didn't believe him. They went looking. Christ, he is on a mission from God to preach the gospel. And as they walk, food presents itself. It's been prepared. Depending on your perspective. And yeah, it's technically, if you look at this, if God had said something, like he did in the days of Moses, don't do this, then it certainly would have been a violation. And in the letter of the law, it is a violation. But in the spirit of the law, it is not. And that's what you have to see, is that it is a letter of the law violation. You could go to Exodus, and I've done this in the past, and I think I did when I taught Matthew, that say that, well, according to the law, this is illegal. That's the letter of the law. But in the spirit of the law, there's a greater law. And that law is the will of God. And so also David, when he fled from the wrath of his enemy Saul, that he would eat the hallowed bread. Because the spirit of the law, of the hallowed bread,